Now, when you talk about war games, I keep thinking about that movie that I saw years ago, War Games, where a kid tapped into the computer system and it went crazy and haywire. We do have systems like that in place now where they can, with incredible technology and computer technology, outline various scenarios, and they can actually watch it unfold, can't they?
Was that for Bill?
Sure.
I think I'll defer that one over to Mike, because
okay,
he is the war game expert, and he can explain the difference.
All right, Commodore.
There is a tremendous capability that we have in modeling and simulation and analysis, and we can run a variety of scenarios that test mostly systems. The war games that we are highlighting in the book not only include that strong computer capability and modeling and simulation of technologies and systems and force structure, but we also bring to bear the real key point, and that is thinking and the importance of the human in the loop to be able to be observant, to have the awareness, and then to be able to create those conditions that allow decision and action. And that wargaming is not just modeling and simulation or just running scenarios such as the computer programs that you were highlighting, George.
You know, I think the enemy becomes in the future not a nation, but an ideology. It becomes special interest groups who may or may not start wars for their own greed. Could be these ideologists who have their own religious reasons on why there should be war. I'm not concerned anymore, believe it or not, with the Russians or other nations other than the possibility of Iran. And we'll talk about that later. I'm concerned about these ideologies that might have the technology to go out and launch a missile or do something.
That's exactly right, George, and that's precisely the plot line that we use in the book. It's a non-state entity that starts taking down our satellites. And it's a very real threat because people like various cartels, narco-terrorists, and the ideologues, like you say, as long as they have a good checkbook, a lot of cash, they can pretty much buy the technologies and the weapon systems or capabilities necessary to do us some serious damage.
It reminds me of the old James Bond movies where, what was it, Spectre? What was the name of that organization?
That's right, Spectre.
And that, you know, it wasn't the nations that caused the problems. It was this organization. And here we are seeing this thing unfold. I still have this belief system that there are groups out there that want battles, that want wars, beyond those that are obviously involved in them, you know, like the Al-Qaedas and things like that. How serious, and I've had interviews before with people who think that suitcase nukes are in the country already, how serious do you see this as a problem? You first, Mike.
Specifically the suitcase nukes, George?
Sure.
Yeah. I think that that is a potential, and it is one of the areas that people concern themselves with in conducting war games. And you're dealing in an area of counterproliferation. Fact of the matter is, we can't account for much of the fissile materials from the former Soviet Union, and there is an issue of concern as to where is the material? Has it been technologized to the extent that we can actually create a weapon, and is that and are those weapons or a weapon at loose? That's a big unknown.
It is a big unknown, and it's a scary unknown because whether people want to believe it or not, whether policy has created problems or not, the fact is there are groups out there that want us on a platter.
I think that's an important point, George, and however the technologies are derived or come by through the monies that Bill talked about, the non-state actors, there is a fact, and the fact is that ideologues will, in fact, bring to bear whatever means they can against the West in general, the United States in particular. You can add Israel to that list. And that can include everything from the nuclear to the bio to the chemical. But certainly with the bio and the nuclear, that conjures up some nightmare scenarios.
Do you believe that we can peacefully talk our way out of this with all these special interest groups?
This is Bill. I would have to say, George, that I honestly do not believe we can talk our way out of it. The level of commitment from some of these groups that we've seen over and over, you know, obviously the willingness to sacrifice life, which is difficult for us in the Western world to understand, that pretty much underscores the degree to which these people are committed to our demise, and that pretty much demands some drastic measures to counter it.
Do you think, though, if we, let me be the devil's advocate here for just a moment, if we truly found a homeland for the Palestinians, if we backed out of foreign countries where we're trying to take their resources, and we are in some cases, but we basically took a hands-off approach. I don't know if that's conceivable, possible, or even smart, but if we did things like that, found a Palestinian homeland, got out of these oil-producing nations, and just backed off entirely, would that create this feeling of peace with these hate groups that are out there now? Or is it too late?
George, I'll give you, this is Mike here, my opinion on this subject. And to answer your question directly, the answer is it's not so much that it's too late, it's that it's been ongoing for so long. It is so embedded in the nature of the religious struggle. And I should highlight, too, even if we do the things that you suggest, the religious struggle is within the Islamic world itself. I know the press highlights a civil war in Iraq. But that's rather myopic when you consider the range and the depth of the struggle that has gone on between Shia and Sunni over the centuries. And that is more of a religious war. And so it is between them as well. And the struggle for power and the struggle for influence in those worlds. And if we do the things you suggest, my sense is we'll have a short-term mitigation of some issues with the United States, but not a long-term solution.